Stephanie Pujos dropped out of high school when she was 16. She says her problems started when she got sick and had to miss school.
I was a straight-A student. I got behind, I was overwhelmed, and I became extremely depressed.
Pujos says she didn't get the support she needed from her teachers, administrators, or principal at Snowden International High School, a public school in the Back Bay.
When I asked for help, they seemed to always have an excuse of the reasons why they couldn't stay after school. So it was hard for me to catch up because of that. I had questions and there were no answers for them.
On Monday, at a press conference in Jamaica Plain, Marty Walsh unveiled an array of proposals aimed at preventing students like Pujos from falling through the cracks. For example, he would implement an online system that would alert parents, students, and teachers when a child is at risk of dropping out.
As mayor, I will create an online system for students and parents to follow the progress on milestones connected to high school graduation, the system which exists in other large school districts.
Walsh also wants more AP classes in the 11th grade and vocational and career courses in every high school. Walsh said that education reform would be a priority were he to become the city's next mayor.
I will work to ensure that every Boston public school has a good quality education and that we can close the achievement gap.
Paul Grogan is a former aide to Boston mayors White and Flynn and the president of the Boston Foundation, a charitable organization that is a strong supporter of charter schools. Grogan says a lot of things are going well in this city, but the Boston public school system isn't one of them.
We have a particular problem in the early grades where only about half of the youngsters who show up for kindergarten are really school ready according to a standard test that's administered. Another key variable early in the process is third grade reading levels. Only about one in three Boston youngsters is reading at grade level in third grade, which is a real problem.
Another challenge is that half the schools in the city rank in the bottom of schools statewide. Sam Tyler heads the business-backed Boston Municipal Research Bureau.
I mean, the number of students in these underperforming schools is over 30,000. And this is 58,000 students in the school system altogether. The city has, well, the school department has the exam schools, which do very well. But there's too many of the high schools, middle schools, even elementary schools are not performing well.
So parents like Reverend David Wright, who is also the executive director of the Black Ministerial Alliance, put in a huge amount of effort and time to make sure their kids land at good schools. Wright's middle child, Micah, has been to four different schools and he's not even 13. And it's all in an attempt to get him into advanced classes and eventually into a good high school.
It's a shame that as a parent, you're constantly trapped in this position where you have to roll the dice on your children's education.
Finally, Wright moved his son into a 6th through 12th grade charter school instead of taking chances trying to get into an exam school.
We know he's going to get a good quality education through the 12th grade. If we left him in the Irving, we'd be rolling the dice once again in an attempt to get him into a good school.
A Boston Globe poll found that 42% of respondents with children were so dissatisfied with the city's schools that they've considered moving away. John Connolly has built his campaign around the state of Boston schools. He's known as the education candidate. But Walsh says his opponent doesn't have ownership of the issue.
I have a strong record on education in what I've done as a legislator, and we've been talking about that. If you look at our plans are deep and concrete.
Walsh and Connolly's positions on education aren't far apart, and many of the measures they've embraced are similar to the ones President Obama, Governor Patrick, and Mayor Menino have put forward. Those include extending the school day, expanding charter schools, and giving public schools more autonomy in making decisions about staffing, budgeting, and curriculum. One place where the candidates differ slightly is when it comes to dealing with the teachers' union. Mayor Menino spent 2+ years negotiating the teachers' contract. The Menino administration was insisting that time be added to the school day. In the end, Menino couldn't get the concession. He signed the contract last year without it. Walsh says he would reopen the contract to try to bring about a longer school day, rather than waiting for the contract to expire in 2016.
And I'm going to ask the teachers union to look at their contract, and right now they're in the middle of a contract, and I'm going to ask them to talk about it now, not wait till the contract expires. We need some concessions now. We need some changes now. So I'm going to ask them to do that now so we can move our school system along.
Walsh implies he can get concessions Menino failed to get and boasts that his labor ties leave him uniquely positioned to negotiate favorable deals to the city. For its part, the teachers' union hasn't endorsed a candidate. Both candidates have expressed hope that they can make a difference in solving the chronic problems plaguing the Boston public schools. For children like Estefany Pujos, the 16-year-old who dropped out of high school, that day can't come soon enough. I'm Sarah Birnbaum, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.